Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday evening, October 3rd, and the weekend. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, why you really need to read the fine print, and the Obama administration looks to boost enrollment at minority colleges. A London-based security firm ran an experiment recently to see whether or not people are reading the fine print when they sign up for new services. MarketWatch's Katie Hill points out, it's clear that we're not really reading it. At all.
They set up a free Wi-Fi hotspot in London, and buried within the fine print was that you would give up your firstborn child for the duration of eternity. And guess what? People signed up for the free Wi-Fi.
With that in mind, Katie says it's important that you actually take some time to read these agreements, because it's clear that providers of cable and internet service can really eat into your budget. For example, Time Warner Cable has an aggressive policy that says you only have 30 days to dispute your bill, meaning after that period, you will waive any right to a refund or credit. Comcast and Verizon have similar policies, but they give you just 60 days, which could still escape many consumers that auto-pay their bills. Another key clause often buried in these agreements is the fact that these companies can change your service agreement without giving you any prior notice.
They don't have to tell you first. They can actually raise your rates, and they can cancel your favorite channels, and they do not have to tell you first.
You can read more about the clauses buried in your service contract's fine print by checking out Katie Hill's story at MarketWatch.com. As we continue, the pros and cons of offering college financial aid to applicants with poor credit histories.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
The Obama administration is moving to ease student loan standards for parents with damaged credit, part of a bid to reverse a sharp decline in enrollment at minority colleges. The Journal's Josh Mitchell tells us of the impact to colleges when fewer students are able to obtain financial aid.
They have lower enrollment. That means that they have lower revenue coming in, which means then they have to start making their own cuts, cutting staff or cutting their pay. And so this has had a big effect at some of these schools.
There is a downside to this idea to boost the number of loans through applicants with low credit scores.
In the sense that if you make it too easy for people with risky credit histories to take on too much debt, are you in essence hurting these people more than helping them?
The conventional wisdom of the president is that the long-term benefits of having more students earn degrees outweigh the potential costs of paying off loans that default. You can read more from Josh Mitchell at WSJ.com. That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.